And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He's our resident Minnesota Twins minor league expert. He's the author of the Minnesota Twins Prospect Handbook and the co-founder and writer of Twins Daily. Seth Stoes joins us. And Seth, no 2021 handbook this year due to COVID. That has to be frustrating after, what, a 12-year run?
Yeah, it was just kind of something I did once the minor league season ended, but not having a minor league season was tough for me. I enjoy seeing those 4 to 6 additional box scores and just seeing which guys step up or which guys struggle and how the season goes. Some of the top prospects were able to go to the alternate site in St. Paul, and a few guys made their major league debut.
We'll talk some of those minor league prospects and those that have maybe advanced to the majors when we come back.
Swing into summer with the Grand Slam of Fun. Join the Souris Valley Sabres Dogs starting May 25th for a whole lot of family fun entertainment. Between our big opening day, premier national entertainment acts, and weekly and nightly promotions, the Sabre Dogs offer fun for all ages. Come on out to award-winning Corbett Field and be a part of the fun. Single game tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets at tickets.SourisValleySabreDogs.com or call 701-839-9100. Sabre Dogs Baseball. When it comes to fun, the sky's the limit.
Great communication is key to unlocking the mystery of media. Let Forward Communication take your business to the next level. Let us teach you publicity strategies that will get your business noticed and tools to stay steps ahead of the competition. Our custom design workshops will improve your media relations skills. Everything from spokesperson training to writing a press release, even crisis communication tools. We're here to help you succeed. And we have fresh ideas on web content. Call 701-720-0007. Get your business notice now with Forward Communication. That's 720-0007.
We're with Seth Stoes talking the Twins minor leagues. And Seth, every year, of course, no book this year, but the last prospect handbook a year ago, you do your players of the year. And they were Randy Dobnik, of course, who pitched by and large the majors last year, and Trevor Larnach, who's still waiting for that opportunity. As you go back in time and advance in time, if you were to plug in two players right now, even given no minor leagues, would those guys still rise to the top?
Well, Randy Dobnik certainly proved that he was a good choice by putting together a really strong rookie season for the Twins last year. I lead the Twins in wins with 6. Trevor Larnach obviously didn't play last year, but he was part of that group in St. Paul, and he had a strong showing there. Alex Kirilloff certainly made a name for himself, became the first player to make his major league debut and get a hit in the playoff.
All right. Hey, good stuff, Seth. Thanks for joining us, and that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the Souris Valley Sabre Dogs in Minot, by ForwardCommunications.com, and by Fisher Industries. We like the tough jobs.